This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. U.S. intelligence discovered that Russia planned to assassinate the chief executive of German arms manufacturer Rheinmetall, which has been producing artillery shells and military vehicles for Ukraine. Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Rheinmetall is one of the world's biggest producers of artillery and tank shells. It began ramping up production after Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Since then, it has set up a joint venture with a Ukrainian state-owned conglomerate to build and repair tanks in Ukraine, and also announced plans to open an ammunition factory in the war-torn country. A spokesperson for Germany's Interior Ministry said the government was generally taking the threats posed by Moscow very seriously.
Reuters' Ryan Chang. At least 8 bodies were discovered Friday in a quarry in Makuru, a collection of slums in Nairobi, according to eyewitnesses.
Activists have accused police of using excessive force and abducting dozens in attempts to quell deadly protests last month. Intense criticism forced Kenya's police chief, Jafet Kome, to resign on Friday. President William Ruto announced Kome's resignation the day after he fired nearly his entire cabinet. A government spokesperson shared a police statement on the social media platform X, saying that authorities are analyzing samples to identify the deceased and that investigations are underway.
That is Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reporting. A two-story school collapsed during morning classes Friday in north central Nigeria, killing 22 students, sending rescuers on a frantic search for more than 100 people trapped in rubble, according to authorities. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Civil defense workers in Gaza have been digging bodies out of a collapsed building or collapsed buildings and pulling them off rubble-covered streets. The civil effort unfolded Friday as they collected dozens of Palestinians killed this week by an Israeli assault in a disaster of Gaza City. The discovery of the bodies came after Israeli troops reportedly pulled out of parts of the Tal al-Hawa and Sana'a neighborhoods following days of bombardment and fighting. The lavish lifestyles of some Kenyan lawmakers have prompted activists to retaliate. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Kenya's protests, initially sparked by proposed tax hikes, have increasingly drawn attention to the large salaries, perks, and ostentatious lifestyles of lawmakers. That's in a country where 3/4 of the population is young and well-paid work is scarce. And, according to artist and activist Rachel Stephanie Akinyi, where most Kenyans are sleeping hungry.
Why would you show us your lavish lifestyle and still not do your job as a leader, you know? What are you trying to show us?
Fury boiled over in Kenya on June 25th when protesters stormed parliament and set it ablaze. Since then, private residences and businesses of several lawmakers, mainly those associated with the ruling coalition, have been attacked.
The two instigators of the 2023 assassination of an Ecuadorian presidential candidate, Fernando Villavicencio, have been sentenced to 34 years and 8 months in prison. Three accomplices have been sentenced to 12 years in prison. Ecuador's prosecutor's office had requested the maximum sentence for the 5 defendants. 59-year-old Villavicencio was killed by gunmen on motorcycles last August 9th as he left a school in Ecuador's capital after a campaign rally. As the judges announced the sentences Friday, family and friends of Villavicencio demonstrated in the capital carrying posters, photographs, and flags and calling for justice and for all those responsible. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin has been thrown up by a judge.
A stunning development in the trial that began just days ago against actor Alec Baldwin and a shooting on the set of his movie Rust.
The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy.
Judge Mary Marlowe Summer has dismissed the case, agreeing with Baldwin's lawyers there had been misconduct by police and prosecutors over evidence withheld from the defense.
AP's Jackie Quinn. I'm Tommy McNeil.